Hello and welcome to this March Madness mini meta mega cast of the Journey Into podcast. I just wanted to talk a little bit off the cuff here about the podcast and what's been going on. I've had a lot of things going on at work, a lot of things going on at home, and been sick over the last couple months. I know I've been behind on a lot of things, and I think that's just the way it's going to be for me in my life right now. But I'm going to try to change things a little bit so it won't be so seem disruptive to the podcast. My plan was always to space things out so that I'd have time to edit, time to work on things, make it really good. That's why I'm doing the old-time radio shows. Well, first, because I really enjoy the old-time radio shows, but also so that I wouldn't have to produce a story every week. My original plan was, if you think of an ideal month, that there's 4 weeks in every month, that I'd have every other episode, essentially, would be an old-time radio show. So I'd have like an old-time radio show, and then a flash fiction, and an old-time radio show, and then a main story with a full cast and everything, and then another old-time radio show, short story, on and on and on. And that was kind of the structure that I had set out for this podcast, thinking that, hey, you know, if I only have to edit one story a month, I should be able to keep ahead of that. But I can't rely on my work schedule to be consistent, and just I can't account for a lot of other things. So I'm pretty much going to change things. Basically, I'm going to, sometime in the next couple months, I'm going to open up for submissions for Flash Fiction. And I'm going to run something every week, whether it's an old-time radio show or a Flash Fiction piece, something will come out every week. And then I will run the bigger short stories, full cast, produced, when I get them done. So it won't be, it may be once a month if I'm doing good, or it may be every other month, or it may be every 6 weeks. Basically, when I feel good about the production that I've done on that story, I will put it out on the podcast. Other than that, I will be trying to find the best radio shows, old-time radio shows for you, and some people a long time ago, hopefully they're still willing, have volunteered to help with the slush reading. So if I open up the submissions, I would have slush readers go through the slush pile and give me the stories that they feel would be good for the show. And the Flash Fiction pieces are usually easier to produce. So if I have regular Flash Fiction submissions coming in with people reading those submissions, then I should be able to have a constant flow of stories and radio shows to entertain the audience with while I'm editing and producing the bigger stories. And I hope to also open those up to submissions. I have quite a backlog right now, so I will not be opening submissions for longer short stories. But that's kind of where what I'm going to do. I do want to put out a consistent podcast. I do want to do audio production. I just need to do it on my own schedule. So that's where we're at. And one thing I've learned is I'm not going to promise to any authors when I will produce their story. Yes, the contract that I have says I will do it in 24 months, so 2 years from when I buy the piece from them. And so I would definitely want to get it done in those 2 years. But I feel really bad. The two stories that I wanted to do in February, one from David Barr Kirtley and one from Sam Schreiber, and specifically Sam, who I said, I will have your story go out on this day. And he's been very patient. I've had his story for quite a while. I've had David's story for quite a while. They're both good stories. They're both in an, I'd say, close to completion status. I'm very grateful for the listeners that have shared their appreciation to me of the podcast. I know I don't have a big audience, but hopefully that'll grow. And that's all I wanted to say. I didn't want to spend too long. I hope you continue to listen and continue to enjoy the podcast. Thank you, and journey on. Hey, by the way, this is Creative Commons, attribution, non-commercial, no derivatives license. Can you dig this music by Men in Space?